pretty cool.
Okay, how is that even useful to anything?
There's no doubt that the popularity of superheroes has risen tenfold in the last few years. With their incredible stunts and well-told stories, it's no question as to why these colorful characters are so liked. Comic book fan Stephanie Tibbs explained what she likes about her favorite superhero, Aquaman.
He's always been the underdog. He says, count your blessings, not your problems. And, you know, I live by that. That's my motto.
Looking up to a superhero is a great method of motivating oneself into doing better. Aquaman continues to motivate Stephanie Tibbs today.
Even though everyone's against him, he's still a hero. He's still saving lives. He's still doing his job. Just like how I don't feel like a hero, but, you know, I do help people when I can, and I do strive to be better, just like Aquaman.
There are many heroes who have been through hard times, but continue to do good no matter what. Like Peter Parker, aka Spider-Man, who at 15 years old acquired great power, and through the loss of his Uncle Ben, learned that with that great power, there must also come great responsibility. Matt Green, a caretaker and regular customer at Collector's Paradise, explains what it is that he finds so inspiring about Spider-Man.
He has had so much tragedy, basically lost anybody and everybody who was close to him and still pressed on and did the right thing.
Paul Sager, owner and manager of Continental Comics, was inspired by his favorite superhero, Captain America, to join the Air Force at a young age. He finds Captain America's strive for victory truly motivating.
He just has this willingness not to give up, willingness that he needs to win no matter what, because if he doesn't, everybody else will pay the price.
This sense of inspiration from superheroes dates back to 1938 with the release of Action Comics Issue 1, which was the first appearance of Superman. Superman, also known as Clark Kent, at the time of his creation, was to represent hope and the American dream. Owner and manager of Collector's Paradise, Edward Greenberg, explains what it was that people found so inspiring about superheroes in their early years.
The characters usually have very good symbolism to them, and they usually mimic the values of society. To commit a crime was the worst thing. That's why crime was so low, because people had a sense of honor.
But the inspiration from these superheroes can strike deeper into a reader's heart. The emotional connection a fan can have with their favorite superhero can help them through their tough times. Edward Greenberg says that customers at his shop are helped by comic books all the time.
There's known cases, I've heard of cases online and cases here, where people were suicidal and they came and the superheroes cheered them up or gave them an outlet. We had a customer who, a long time ago, a young kid who was gay, and this was before, you know, it was so accepted. And so he found solace in superheroes. It was stuff that he could come and spend very few dollars and buy a few books and come home and not be alone.
But people might ask, does it really matter? These are just fictional stories written by people who get paid for it. Mr. Greenberg explains that most writers don't even get paid much.
Comic book writers, except for the biggest few, are not paid that much. They do it because they love it. They grew up with it. So it's possible that they were themselves helped by comics, and now they're giving back by writing comics.
Paul Sager adds on to this, saying that the writers hope that the readers connect with them and their stories.
They write for, you know, what's from the heart. And a lot of times, if it means something that much to them, usually other people who are coming to check it out feel the same way.
So can the inspiration of superheroes help people? I needed to see an expert, and I found one. Dr. Janina Scarlett is a psychologist who specializes in helping patients with post-traumatic stress disorder through an uncanny method she calls superhero therapy.
Superhero therapy involves incorporating fictional characters such as superheroes, as well as characters from fantasy and science fiction, into evidence-based, which means research-supported therapy to help people overcome PTSD, anxiety, depression, and become their own version of a superhero.
Dr. Scarlett states that when people have problems, it helps knowing that someone has been through the same thing, even if it was in fiction.
They might have a really hard time expressing their grief. So when a therapist asks, how did that make you feel? Some people might not have the words, but they might be able to say, I felt just like little Bruce Wayne felt when he saw his parents being murdered.
She started using this method with active duty Marines who had developed PTSD.
Many of my service members that I was working with would report that they wanted to be Superman. However, they believe that they failed in their mission to become Superman. They believe that because they developed PTSD, that they meant that they weren't a superhero. So this is where my geeky knowledge came in, and I started asking them, well, did Superman have any kind of vulnerabilities? And of course, he's vulnerable to kryptonite. And I would ask them, does that make him any less of a superhero? And of course, and the light bulb would go off, and he would say, no, of course not. He's still a superhero, despite his limitations, and maybe even more so because of them.
This method is not just open to comic book superheroes.
I do see a lot of characters relating to Harry Potter or his best friend Ron Weasley because of all the struggles that those two characters have overcome. As well as Hermione Granger for being bullied, for being different. I see a lot of people relating to Luke Skywalker, also for his losses and for his drive to be compassionate, for his drive to help other people.
Superhero therapy is important to Dr. Scarlet. Why, you ask? Well, Dr. Scarlet has a secret. She is a mutant. On April 26, 1986, the Chernobyl nuclear power plant in Ukraine exploded catastrophically. Janita Scarlet was almost 3 years old, living with her family only a few towns away from the explosion.
I was born and raised in Ukraine, and after we were exposed to radiation, my health was severely compromised. I couldn't go to school regularly. I had to miss a lot of school. I was sick a lot. My nose would bleed for long periods of time without clotting. I would get severe migraines and seizures.
Dr. Scarlet did not know this at her young age, but she had developed post-traumatic stress disorder. Her PTSD followed her when she and her family emigrated to the United States.
I was in seventh grade, and I didn't speak much English, and a lot of kids bullied me because I was the weird kid that was exposed to radiation. So a lot of kids would bully me and would ask me if I glow in the dark suspiciously, or would ask me if I'm radioactive or contagious.
Things were dark for Dr. Scarlet at this time.
You know, for many years I just wanted to die, or I wanted so desperately to find a friend, but that seemed impossible.
Then, one fateful day, Janita Scarlet saw the first X-Men movie, and her life was changed. She was fascinated with Marvel's idea of mutants and superheroes.
Most of whom had some kind of a mutation, like I did, and they were able to use their mutations to help other people.
One character she found intriguing was Aurora Munro, the mutant superhero known as Storm. Dr. Scarlet saw a connection with Storm, as she also had a traumatic childhood, which left her with a severe case of claustrophobia. But there was one main reason why Janita Scarlet loved Storm.
She has a connection with the weather. She can change the weather, and she's affected by the weather. And for me, most of my maladies, most of my health problems are directly related to weather changes.
For the first time in her life, Janita Scarlet didn't feel alone. This experience evolved Dr. Scarlet into the woman she is today.
So later, I went on to pursue my doctoral degree, and then later I started incorporating fictional stories into my work with my clients with post-traumatic stress disorder.
People all over have also heard of Dr. Scarlet's superhero therapy methods.
I keep on getting asked for requests to do workshops to teach therapists about how to incorporate superhero therapy.
She also believes that with the rise of superhero popularity throughout the world, the idea of looking up to fictional characters will spread.
I think that pop culture has now officially spread all over the world. Even in Middle East, there is now Comic-Cons and people cosplaying. So I do think that this is a way of the future, and I think that identifying with fictional characters is something that can help us better understand ourselves.
You can find Dr. Scarlet's book, Superhero Therapy, on Amazon. With their constant struggles and invigorating beliefs, superheroes continue to help everyone, not in just their world, but also in ours. Whether you feel insignificant, or if you're going through hard times, it's always nice to remember, you don't need superpowers to be a hero. Reporting for KPCRadio.com, this is Michael Lopez.